This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, October 7th, 2022. Game 1 of the three-game American League wildcard series between the Mariners and the Blue Jays is scheduled to be played in Toronto starting at 1:07 today. It's their first playoff game since 2001. Luis Castillo will start for the Mariners. National Book Month is held each October. The month-long celebration focuses on the importance of reading, writing, and literature. National Book Month is also a time to honor the country's best books and authors. The National Book Award finalists were announced on Tuesday, and you can Google them at nationalbook.org. Reading helps develop better vocabulary, improve memory, expand knowledge, and has been proven to lower stress. Do make time to read this month. As my good book friend E.B. White wrote, "Books are good company in sad times and happy times, for books are people, people who have managed to stay alive by hiding between the covers of a book." Here in Port Townsend, the City Council has made life a little easier for those who rent. According to the leader, the council voted unanimously to cap rent increases at 3%. To charge more than 3%, a landlord must give written notice to the tenant at least 4 months in advance. Finding out that your rent is suddenly shooting up has led to homelessness, children having to change schools, people leaving town, a reduction in labor force, and other outcomes that hurt the quality of life for many people. Connard Bouchard Roberts, who initiated this ordinance, said, "This is a gesture of compassion as well as a recognition of our current reality." According to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Duckabush Estuary has been degraded for almost 100 years by a wall of highway fill that nearly severs the ecological connection of the estuary to the tidelands. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers, and the Hood Canal Salmon Enhancement Group are proposing an estuary restoration project to correct this. The estuary is habitat for salmon and other fish and wildlife, including several species listed under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The restoration project would reconnect the Duckabush River to neighboring floodplains and wetlands by modifying local roads, elevating Highway 101 onto an estuary spanning bridge, and excavating historic channels. The project partners are working on the final design, which they anticipate will finish by the end of this year. Once construction funding is secured, construction would take 3 to 4 years. And an aquatic story closer to home is about Sylvia, a giant Pacific octopus who lives at the Marine Science Center's aquarium at Fort Worden. Sylvia arrived with a gathering of other plankton in June of 2020. At the time, today's very large octopus was about the size of a dime. According to Ali Redman, aquarist for the Maritime Center, Sylvia was mistakenly named because the sperm-depositing organism, usually visible on a male tentacle at 3 months, did not appear in a timely fashion. So it was assumed that Sylvia was a female. Although Sylvia soon proved to be a boy, he has kept his name and has become rather famous. Today, Sylvia is full grown and usually dons some shade of orange coloring. He is usually on the move, showing off the amazing suckers on his 8 appendages. Redman, who often plays with him and touches his soft skin, reports that Sylvia is very strong, and unlike other octopi she has known, he is not at all shy. He seems to love an audience. Giant Pacific octopus have a lifespan of 3 to 5 years. Senescence is the last phase of their lifespan, and it involves a gradual deterioration of their nervous system and physical being. Redman says that although it is normal, it is not pleasant to watch, and she plans to release Sylvia when she judges that senescence is about to begin. But until then, you can visit Sylvia on Saturday or Sunday between noon and 5 p.m. at the aquarium on the pier at Fort Worden. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and on Saturday. You can reach us at news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.